Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. I'm excited to record this episode because it's about a subject that I heard the star beings, or my guides, who are star beings, I'm sure, teaching me about last night as I was lying in bed awake, having trouble sleeping, and I thought about some things I had done when I was younger, when my children were young, that I regretted because I was afraid that they were hurt. And I remembered things that I had done or said that hurt their father or hurt other people that I had relationships with in my life. And I felt this regret. And they said, forgive yourself. Forgive, because forgiveness just means that you're not going to carry this forward with you anymore. It means it happened and you're not going to carry it, whether you're forgiving someone else or yourself. And I thought, forgiveness is such a good topic. I really want to hear them teach and talk about it, because as we open to allow our frequencies to rise, allow ourselves to receive more and more of the light of the One so that we can fully express who we are, our aspect of the Source, we need to get rid of the clouds, to let go of the lower frequency energy that we're carrying in the form of emotions about things that happened in the past. Fear, regret, anger, hatred, resentment. I can think of a lot. Jealousy. There are many, 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 many. We can all think of those. And what role does forgiveness play in clearing our energy field so that we can receive more, creating more clarity in our fields so that when we're trying to make a choice, a decision, we can get our guidance? Because we can't always receive it clearly. I can't always receive it clearly. When I'm in a situation causing a lot of emotional anxiety. Okay, today we want to talk not so much about decision-making, but about forgiveness, because it's a topic in itself. Forgiveness is its own topic. It is such an enormous subject. And yes, it is an activity that assists you in being clearer, and being clearer is one of the prerequisites for making wise decisions. So it all fits together as you're trying to make choices and design your new life, develop and manifest your new life. And you want to do things differently than you did in the past. That is why forgiveness is. It's like a piece of a puzzle. They're showing me a jigsaw puzzle. And forgiveness is a piece of that puzzle because it enables you to release the past. It's essential to letting go of the past because you can mentally release the past. And people often say, teachers, people who mean well often say, let it go. Release the past. And they often say, forgive. But they don't say, how? How do you ever know it's gone? You know, like you can mentally think, okay, you've accepted that it happened and you're not focusing on it. You don't want to carry it with you. But then something stays in your field like regret that you're not even aware of most of the time. But if you think back to an incident and you feel something an emotion like that, you know, it's still there. So how do we, would you please explain about forgiveness? What is the process? How do we use it?
What an excellent question.
Very few people are willing to look at forgiveness. They fear forgiveness because they think it means letting people take advantage of them. They think it means allowing people to hurt them. They think it means that every pain you've suffered in the past, you're just doomed to suffer for the rest of your life. Because you just forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive. But that's not what forgiveness is. It's not allowing yourself to be abused or hurt. Then what is it? What is forgiveness then? Forgiveness is an energetic process. It's an energetic movement in your field, which means all the energy frequencies that you put out with your thoughts, your subconscious thoughts, these are the ones that we are talking about right now for the most part. Sometimes they rise to the conscious mind, as did your regret last night. Sometimes people resent someone. They think of a person from their past and they feel anger. They feel resentment. They haven't let go. And they haven't let go because they think that letting go means saying it's okay. What they did, it's okay that because they want justice. Well, what about the relationship between justice and forgiveness? Justice does not imply forgiveness, and forgiveness does not need justice. Forgiveness does not require justice. Justice may or may not occur in this lifetime. Here's the thing. People want justice and they want it now. It may or may not occur in your lifetime. If it does, if there is a balancing, what is justice? It is the balancing of energies, that when someone does something to hurt someone else, they are then held accountable. In your human system of justice, it can mean retribution. It can mean revenge, in a sense. It can mean that they have to suffer because they hurt someone else, as opposed to they have to acknowledge what they've done, do anything they can to repair the situation, and be prevented from hurting anyone else. There is a role for controlling people who are out of control themselves, who cannot control themselves. That is not, we're not saying that people should not go to jail or be controlled in some way. But justice itself refers to assuaging the pain, the wound of violation, by acknowledging it and holding the perpetrator accountable, making that perpetrator acknowledge what they've done. And many times those perpetrators won't acknowledge what they've done. In this way, or you may not even know who it is, you may never find out. Or there may be so many people involved, in the case of abuse, for instance, that there's more than just the immediate perpetrator who played a part. Because the perpetrator was abused and it goes back so many generations, you can't hold them all accountable. We're not saying you shouldn't try. We're not saying you shouldn't confront someone who hurts you or report them to the police or take them into the justice system. We're saying that you should not depend on that for your own health. You do not need to wait for justice to occur in order to forgive, in order to let go. And what does that mean then? What does it mean then? What's the difference between, well, forgiving is one thing, letting go is something else, and justice is something else. Please explain how they all work together. Waiting for justice to be done or to occur before you forgive is like waiting for the other person to forgive you before you let yourself be free. Forgiving is simply an act of freeing yourself from the past. It's allowing yourself to stop carrying the need for vengeance, Stop carrying regret and anger. And this applies equally to yourself. Many, many, many people have an easier time forgiving others than themselves. Ultimately, mostly we hold ourselves accountable. And the thing to remember is, wait, okay, you're saying one thing and I want to say something else, so I'm going to say what you're saying. The thing to remember is that everyone does the best they can at the moment. Now, you may be appalled at that when you think of someone who kills someone else or violates someone else. We're not saying that what they did is good or that they are advanced human beings. We're saying everyone, including yourself, acts at the level of which that they are capable of acting. In other words, they're as evolved as they are. The more evolved, the more conscious human beings are, the more they can act out of love instead of pain and fear, which is what happens when people are violent to others. When people violate others, it's because in their hearts, they're not feeling love for themselves, they're not receiving love from within. They are projecting onto others the pain that is so unbearable, the self-condemnation, the self-violation, the pain they feel in their heart because someone else violated them when they were perhaps a child and didn't understand that that was because the other person was hurting, because they took on that identity of violator. They believed they were bad. They believed they didn't deserve love. And we're not asking you to understand and love that person. We're asking you to understand and love yourself. And know that anything you have done that hurt others in the past was not because you were a bad person. It was because you weren't as capable, you weren't as expanded or evolved as you are at this moment. Because if at this moment you can look back and say, oh, I did something unwise, I did something I wish I hadn't done, I wish I could have done something better at that moment, instead of carrying regret and just saying, I wish I hadn't done it, you can say, I wish that I had been more capable or more evolved at that moment, more capable of doing what I needed for myself in a way that didn't wound someone else. And is it possible to go through our lives and not wound other people? Does it mean, here's where decision making comes in. Often when we make a decision for our own lives, for our own growth, it means hurting someone else who is connected to us energetically through a relationship. It means separating from that person, leaving them behind, or growing in a way that they cannot accept. Each human soul has responsibility for itself, as you know. And in your hearts, you all know that. You all know you came here to be yourself and express yourself. To do that fully means moving through life, making changes, not staying with the same relationship or in the same place always. Some relationships may endure your entire life. Your relationships with your children, even your relationships with your spouse or partner. Some people, are fortunate to have relationships that can grow and adapt with them. They've chosen soulmates, and those soulmates, they've chosen to live with those soulmates who will grow and adapt in the same way and expand. And they may move apart and they come back together. But many others are with people for a time because they need to resolve some past unbalanced energy between them. And then they need to go on, or they need support for a certain part of their life. They get their needs met in that relationship for a while, but they're not able to really open their hearts and receive more and more love while in that relationship. They're not able to find out who they are and express who they are. And then they need to move on. And that's just one example. It's a common example, but it's only one. There are many situations in your life where you live, where you work, what you do for a living, what you aspire to, who you think you are. All these things evolve and change as you grow. And you don't stop growing when you become an adult, physically adult, or even emotionally. You keep growing all your life. Life is a lifelong project. So don't feel that you're supposed to arrive at a plateau and stay there. It would be so nice to arrive at a plateau of joy and love and peace and grace and stability and security, emotional and material security, and just stay there and enjoy that for a while. Can't we do that? Everybody's road is different. Some people have an intention to come here and just relax and enjoy life like a vacation because they've worked so hard in other lifetimes, in other places and spaces. Most people come to grow and expand, and they may include the idea that when you reach a certain point, you're going to just relax, or you may just take a pause. But growth itself can be stimulating, enjoyable, joyful. It's not all hard work. It doesn't have to be hard work. So let's circle back to the subject of forgiveness. So what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is letting go of everything that's happened in the past. Forgiveness is letting go of any emotional reaction that you've had to something that happened in the past. Any emotions you are still carrying about an experience in your past, you want to let go of because you don't want those emotions to color your future creations or limit your future creations. You don't want those frequencies in your field because you don't want to repeat a situation that was painful or unpleasant. So let's talk about how to do that, because forgiveness is the name of the process for doing that, so that you don't carry those old feelings, emotions, reactions, and you don't react to future events based on those past experiences and past emotions. Okay, well, that sounds very freeing. Yes, forgiveness is freeing. It is the way to liberate yourself. It has nothing to do with the other person. The other person has the same option to forgive you as you have to forgive them, as you have to forgive yourself. You're just letting go of holding on to them in your field. If it's someone else you're forgiving, you're leaving them behind. You're letting go of them, so you're not carrying them with you. Sometimes people actually subconsciously don't want to leave that person behind, that soul they have a connection with. Sometimes they feel a loss, and they don't want to feel that loss. So they stay angry, or they stay resentful or bitter. And none of those do them any good, nor does it do any good to maintain an energetic connection with someone who is not a part of your life right now, especially if that person caused you pain. So how does forgiveness work? How do we do it? Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and release it. Bring to mind a situation that caused you pain, or a person, or your something that you did that caused you pain or caused pain to someone else in your past. Something you regret, you would say. Every unconscious action I ever did that hurt my children, let's say. Very good. Now you move your attention from your mind. Just picture that the energy of right now, that your energy may be focused in your third eye, the center of your forehead, just between the eyebrows. And you just picture a little white ball of light there. It's the mental energy. And move that energy down through your throat, down to the center of your chest, just to the right of where your physical heart would be, the level of your physical heart. See if you can feel there a pause. If you can pause there and put that white light there, see it, feel it. Many of you may be very experienced in moving into your heart chakra, and you don't need to do this. This exercise, you can just go directly there. And you allow the chakra, you direct the chakra to open. And you allow the white light to pour in. And pour through your heart, first of all, because that's what gives you the power of forgiveness. The white light washes away those old emotions, those old feelings that you don't want to carry anymore. And so you project that beam of white light out in front of you. And it creates a fire, a flame. This is one exercise. There are various ways. But what you want to do is fill yourself with white light, whether you fill yourself directly from the heart chakra and you send it on down through your feet and you just expand it out around you, or for a really powerful experience, you can project it out in front of you and see it forming this enormous fire with flames taller than you. And then, because it's a fire that doesn't burn physically, only clears old energetic patterns and transmutes frequencies from the lower ranges into pure love. Because this is the white light of divine love, the white light bonfire. You just step right in there. Ah, let it clear all your field. Relax into it. It's like a waterfall of white, sparkling light, like a fire. But only one that warms you, not that burns. And you allow it to clear all darkness related to the subject you thought about. And if you want to allow it to clear all darkness related to anything you've ever done or anything that's ever been done to you, you can do that. Many times you need to specifically remember, call to mind a situation because you haven't quite let go of everything in a general cleansing such as this, but you can do the general as well. That will clear the things you're less attached to, the resentments, the angers, the emotions, any emotions that you are very attached to yet that you're still hanging on to because you don't want to release that person from your field or you don't want to release yourself from blame. Those you probably will need to forgive individually as they arise to your mind. But every time something like that arises, remember it's in the past, it happened. And even if you did it and you're ashamed, release the shame, release all the emotions associated with that event into the light and say, I forgive myself. I forgive you, and put in your name. I forgive you, Susan. I forgive you, whatever your name is. I know you did the best you could at the moment. I'm sorry I was not more capable at that moment, at that time. And if you were still in relationship with someone and you want to ask them for forgiveness because you know you hurt them, that is very appropriate. That is perfectly appropriate. And it's a good way to do it is to say, I'm sorry. I know now. I know that I hurt you. I'm sorry I wasn't more skillful. I'm sorry I wasn't more capable. I'm sorry I wasn't more conscious and evolved at that point. More adult, more grown up, more mature. I'm sorry I couldn't express myself more clearly. I'm sorry I didn't realize what I was really angry about. Whatever it is you need to say, please forgive me if you can. And then forgive yourself. And don't wait to find out whether they forgive you. I mean, they may forgive you at the moment. They may and they may not. It's up to them. You see, they have the same freedom that you do and the same responsibility. No one moves through life without suffering emotionally, without pain, without suffering pain. But suffering means carrying that pain, continuing to live in that pain. You don't need to make yourself suffer from any emotion. You can feel it, you can feel anger, you can feel pain, and then you can let it go. And if you carry it, have carried it, then forgiveness is the way to let it go. Forgiving yourself for your actions, forgiving others for theirs. forgiving your source self and your soul and the source of all that is for the situation, for having created that experience, forgiving yourself for having attracted that experience into your life. Forgive yourself at every level and let it go. Because to not forgive yourself means limiting yourself. You can't move on entirely. You can't create something entirely new as long as you're carrying the past. And as long as you are holding yourself accountable for something that was just a part of your growth. It was part of your path to growth. Everything you do is a part of your growth path. This entire life is a path toward greater and greater and greater consciousness and greater evolution, so that you can live a joyful life without guilt, without harming other people, without harming people consciously, okay, wait a minute. I've got to ask a question here. Are we minimizing the harm we cause people? Is it inevitable that as we live human lives, sometimes others will feel hurt? Are we responsible for hurting them? What is our responsibility in this? That is a very deep subject that you have been dealing with for a long time. And many on this call have been dealing with, many on this podcast have been dealing with. Because you are responsible, because you are more mature, more advanced, more evolved souls, you feel responsible for others and your effect on others. Yeah. That's a pretty big one. This generates guilt because you can't actually take care of anyone else but yourself. Your responsibility is to bless other people as you can, take care of them to the extent you need to and you can when they cannot care for themselves. And only when they cannot care for themselves. And that does not mean all their life, unless they are people with physical or mental disabilities that require care, that'll keep them from maturing emotionally. Even people who need physical care can become emotionally mature and wise and have emotional responsibility for themselves. It's very common for people to try to get their needs met by somebody else and become dependent on that person or on any person they can bring into their experience, into their field, and try to extract the energy to fill their needs. And what are their needs? Their needs are basically something they're not giving themselves. They need love, and they're looking for it from someone else because they have this hole in their heart where it's not pouring through. Or blockage in their heart. But if their heart's blocked to their own love, they can't really be open to the love from someone else. So don't carry responsibility for others because they're not your responsibility. Even your children, when they are grown, have responsibility to heal their own wounds from the past, even the ones you caused them. Oof. You may assist them if they ask for assistance, or if you see that they need it, you may offer it. But you cannot do the healing work for your children or your parents or your partners. Everyone has to do their own. And this can be very hard to accept when you see someone you love struggle or when they're pushing you away with some of their unconscious reactions, some unconscious actions that are really reacting to emotions that they carry from the past, from past experiences. They have to uncover the cause and change. They have to do their own forgiveness, their own releasing of the past, forgiving themselves, forgiving others, even forgiving you. That's a part of their growth path. Forgiveness is something you carry with you as a tool all of your life, and you use it every time you need to. And don't hesitate to use it. It doesn't have to be for a big thing. You can practice it when somebody cuts you off in traffic or takes a parking space that you were looking for. Thank you so very much for all of this explanation and the frequencies. Thank you for the teaching. Would you just leave us with a blessing, please, to assist us in clearing any self-blame, any blame of ourselves and others, any resentment, any negative emotions we're carrying from past experiences now. We love you, we bless you, we send you the brilliant white light of the source, colored and characterized by our own individuated expressions of love, like the rainbow that we all are together. Love yourselves, forgive yourselves, forgive all. You are deeply, deeply, eternally loved. You are love. And you cannot be anything else, no matter what you do. Thank you so much, Star Beings. Thank you for listening, everyone, for joining me in learning and growing and receiving the blessings of higher frequency energy of love, divine light through the Star Beings, through the expressions of the Star Being that we all are. If you enjoy receiving these and you want to continue to be blessed and to grow and expand and evolve, and you find this helpful, you may also find helpful the master classes that I'm developing on subjects such as decision making that will include teachings about what goes into it. What do we have to do in order to be clear enough about where we're going and to receive the information we need to make those wise decisions? What's our process? How can we be clearer? Those are the kind of subjects we'll cover. I'll do some teaching and the Star Beings will do most of the teaching. So look for it at SusanRinsberger.com for information, or go to VoicesFromTheStars.com and sign up for our mailing list, and you'll receive the information right in your inbox. Thank you again for listening. Until next time, this is Susan Rensberger joining you from La Cumbre, Argentina, along with the many, many beings of love and light in the higher dimensions that are assisting us now. Until next time, blessings, light, and love. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the Star Beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.